So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please sit down. As we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew today, we have much to thank him for, even though very little is really known about him. True, he was one of the 12 chosen to be apostles by Jesus. His name is in the list in Mark chapter 3, Matthew chapter 10, and Luke chapter 6. But John does not mention Bartholomew in his gospel, though it is generally accepted that he is the same man called Nathanael in John. Indeed, you will not find a saint's day for Nathanael in the lectionary or elsewhere. Bartholomew was most likely Nathanael's family name, so he would have been Nathanael Bartholme. If that is so, then we know that he was the man without guile, which is how John tells us that Jesus described him when he called him. In other words, he was without cunning or deceit, a thoroughly honest and decent man. Maybe it is a little surprising then that we did not hear the story of his calling from under the fig tree this morning. But instead, today, we are being asked to think about Bartholomew as he lived out his calling, that calling to serve, which impinges on our discipleship. Well, for a start, without Bartholomew and the other apostles, we would not be here, would we? It is through the apostles that we have received our faith in God's redeeming work in the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus. We do know that Bartholomew was one of the 11, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, constantly praying earnestly after the ascension, praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit. After that, there is little known for certain about Bartholomew, but tradition tells us that his ministry was to the east and that he travelled as far as India, telling the good news of Jesus. Among other things, it is said that his Hebrew copy of Matthew's Gospel was found in India some 100 years later, in the 2nd century. Maybe this seems a little unlikely, but it does not detract from Bartholomew's dedication and apostleship. Other sources say that he travelled to Ethiopia, Mesopotamia, Parthia, which is in Iran today, and to Turkey, and to Armenia. Whatever his itinerary may have been, his ministry cost him his life in a gruesome and cruel manner, flayed and beheaded. Bartholomew is a martyr. Here we are today, in red array, in recognition of his martyrdom. So, without dwelling on the hideousness of his death, what can we learn from this unassuming yet brave saint? Bartholomew, the man without guile, is an exemplar of servant leadership as shown and taught by Jesus. Even though we do not know as much detail about Bartholomew as we do about the other saints, and certainly not as much as we know about St. Paul, for example, we can still learn about servant leadership as being, among others, as one who serves. Perhaps the reason we know so little is because of his quiet servant leadership. If you have ever received treatment or visited a friend or relative at Barts Hospital in London, or even glanced at it from outside when passing by, you have been touched by Bartholomew's legacy. St. Bartholomew's Hospital, near Smithfield, is the oldest hospital in the country, the oldest long-standing place of continuous care. It was founded in 1123 for the sick and the poor. It has a 900-year history of service to others. What we do know for certain about Bartholomew is that he shared with the other disciples the experience of following Jesus throughout his ministry. He would have witnessed all that Jesus did and heard all that Jesus said. He most likely would have heard again and again the teaching of Jesus that the greatest among you must become like the youngest and the leader, like one who serves. And he would have witnessed Jesus living out that teaching. I am among you as one who serves. Perhaps we all know someone who has been a servant to us, to our families, to our schools, to our workplaces, to our church. People who have quietly made a difference through their faith and loving service. There may be other people too, people that we shall never know about, whose personal prayers have impacted our lives and helped us. That's a kind of loving service, epitomized by Bartholomew. It's the kind of servant leadership to which Jesus calls us to. It is in serving others that we stand by Jesus now. There are many ways to do this today. Just as the apostles and the saints down the ages have served God and others according to their gifts, their talents, and the times and places in which they lived. Bartholomew is set before us today as an example of the work of an apostle. But Ephesians tells us that others are called to be prophets, evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. And not every possible ministry is listed there. And none of us is called to do everything. We are also wives, mothers, daughters, husbands, fathers, sons, uncles, aunts, cousins, and neighbors. We are each many things, but above all, the call is to be as one who serves. Many of us here and others in our community already do a great deal to care for each other and for this church in acts of loving service and witness. This is also how we stand with Jesus, how we witness and serve. In the forthcoming vacancy here, there will be extra things for us to do, different ways to serve as tasks are shared. Perhaps you will feel called to try something different or something that's new to you. But in all things, we are also called to be mindful of our own well-being and that of each other too. To do so is to love our neighbors as ourselves, a great commandment. Amen.